Pretty sure we're live. So, hello and welcome to the RPG Academy presents Dragonlance, the Shadow of the Dragon Queen module. My name is Chris Ballou. I am the GM and host for this evening. And joining me, we have our full cast this week. Last week, we were missing Clay. So, we'll start with you, Clay. How's it been since we talked to you last?
Doing all right. You know, work is normal. I had family in town, so I had to miss. So, sorry.
And remind everybody who you're playing.
I'm playing Alaric Kelborn, a fighter. I believe we're 6th level now, Knight of Suamnia.
Yep. Awesome. And on my screen, to your right of you, we have Dave. How are you, Dave?
I'm Dave. I'm doing well. I'm Dave. I'm playing Gorin Greeneye, the Dwarven Ranger.
Excellent. And directly below me, we have RJ. How are you this evening?
Hey, Chris. I'm doing good. I'm doing really good.
And who are you playing?
I am playing the illustrious, yeah, he's the rogue. I'm playing Haldren Nemric. I forgot what word I was going to say. It's one of those nights. It's one of those days.
I hear you. And last but not least, Skip. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm getting by. Awesome. I'll be playing Dutch, the cleric of Kiri Joleth.
Excellent. So, when we last left off, we had Gorin, Dutch, and Hal were up in the northern waste area. You guys had talked with the elven encampment, but we're going to actually back up a little bit. We're going to back up to a spot where you guys have just come out from the fight with the Skeletal Knight. You guys have had your little conversations with everybody. You guys hit the cots for the night. And, Alaric, you feel a tapping on your forehead. You wake up. And you open your eyes, and there's an older gentleman standing in front of you, long white beard. Green robes on, big wide-brimmed hat. Would normally go to a tall point, but halfway up it's kind of bent. He's got these big, bright, blue, wild eyes. Looks like he goes, you're awake. Good. Time to go. Let's go.
Time to go where?
Oh, yes. You, what were you going to do? Oh, armor. You need to put that on. Yes. Put it on. Chop, chop.
Okay. Guess I'll get up and get ready, which obviously takes a few.
Yep. Even though you're making, a fair bit of noise putting armor on, the other three people continue to sleep very soundly. Gorin probably snores a bit. I'm sure Hal snores a bit. Dutch probably prays in his sleep. After you get all your armor on, he says, all right. You get to go out and talk to people in the city. Yep. Mm-hmm. Explain what's going on.
Okay. Pretty sure the people in the city know what's going on.
Uh-huh. Yep. But they blame, and he's tapping on your chest, you guys. And you need to show them it wasn't you. Or the other guys like you.
Because of the people that came into town that were the whites.
Yes. The ones that pretended to be you but aren't you, so you have to go out and tell everybody that it wasn't you or people like you.
I think we've been trying to do that for a lot of years, that it wasn't us trying to say that.
We have? I don't remember doing that.
But
when did
I
we do that?
I point back here. we, the knights. Yeah.
Oh, all right. We should try doing it during the day, too, not just at night. Anyways.
Fair.
Let's go. He turns and heads the wrong way. Bumps into a few things.
This way.
Oh, yep. Very, very well.
And who are you, by the way?
Me. What did that Kender say? Who I am? Fizban. That's it. Yes. Fizban. The Magnificent. Fabulous. I don't remember. Anyways.
I guess we'll find out.
Yep. And when you're done, he hands you a ring. Hold this in your hand and think about your friends.
Now?
Nope, when you're done.
Okay, will do.
And it's just a plain gold ring. And it feels warm when he drops it in your hand.
Okay.
He leads you out the castle. Well, the people aren't happy.
Guess I gotta start walking around and...
As you walk around, you see a lot of very angry stares. A lot of parents pulling their children into the houses. And eventually you come to an area, it's a crossroads, and you can hear people talking, and you hear one gentleman, "It's their fault! The knights, they're trying to ruin us all!" You can hear him just bantering about how evil the knights are. And there's a crowd that's slowly forming.
I guess I'm going to go that way. All dressed up.
You get some boos and hisses, and he proceeds to point you, "There's one now! Come here to kill us all, I'm assuming."
I'm pretty sure all I've done is help protect the people, and all that we have done is tried to save as many people. We had people at Volgar literally give their lives for what we've done. I'm confused on your statements.
Wow. It was your people that killed our leaders.
The imposters? You saw that they were dead bodies in there, right? They don't decompose overnight like that. That's not how it works.
Lies. Lies.
I may not be the smartest guy out there, but I do know that much.
Make a persuasion check. Pretty sure it may not be your best skill,
but that's not terrible, but it's not great. 10. So, middle road.
It takes some time with some back and forth of you talking, you know. He yells something, you counter it. He tries to counter yours. And after, you know, 20, 30 minutes, he starts calming down and the crowd starts calming down. And roll one more persuasion check.
No matter the level of argument or abuse, it's trying to keep it civil, though, would be my thing.
Yep.
23.
Oof. Okay. We'll call it a montage of Alaric going through as much of the city as he can cover in the day, talking to different crowds, meeting with different people, and explaining that it wasn't the knights that did this, that it was people being imposters and pretending. He spends some time, you know, soothing the community and getting them back on board with you being there and the marshal taking over, and that they all will be fine. After a couple of days, you come back to the castle, probably near nighttime, and the marshal greets you. "Good evening, Sir Alaric, and how goes your day?"
A lot of convincing. A lot of just trying to make people understand that we're not here to make things worse.
Well, my understanding is you've done a fine job. I do appreciate your help. The city seems to be trusting us once again.
I believe that was my goal. So Chris, I assume Fizbin's nowhere to be seen in probably a day or so, right?
Nope. As soon as you walked out, he...
That's what I figured.
Just walked in a different direction, and you haven't seen him since then.
So I guess my question would be is, why send the old man that was a little eccentric? Maybe I'm not using the right... He barely knew his name, let's put it that way.
That's interesting. I didn't send anybody. I thought you did this on your own volition while your friends continued north.
He said his name was Fizbin. He said that I needed to go convince people that we weren't the bad guys.
And you've done well at that. feel as though somebody else mentioned that name once before. I don't think now is the time.
No, I mean, as I can tell, there was no ill intentions from it, so I guess I can't be mad. Just was an odd duck, if you will.
She just kind of scratches her head. I don't know what to say. It's been an odd time.
Fair.
We cannot be too picky on our allies. If he led you in the right direction, and it seems as though things are going smoother with the community.
It does. I think everything will be well. I just hope that everything's going well up north.
As do I. Derek did accompany them with a number of soldiers. Wish I had a way to get you there quickly, but I do not. Perhaps in the morning we can discuss other opportunities for you.
If I find a way before then, you'll know I'm not here. So, fair just way. In case.
You've proven yourself loyal and honorable. I will respect that.
I only want to make things better and hold the ground and make sure you guys are ready if an attack does come. So,
as do I. And at this point, it's not if, it's when.
I agree.
Hopefully we'll be better prepared than the last time.
Also agree.
Well, I will bid you a good night.
Just kind of give the wave and turn and walk up toward our barracks room area. Because if I'm going to look like a fool staring at a ring, I'd rather do it where no one's around.
Fair enough. You get your empty room. It's oddly quiet.
Guess pull the ring out of the pocket and put it in my hand and start thinking of the group.
Get very kind of warm and sleepy. Find yourself laying down in your cot. You drift off into sleep. Jump over to the rest of the group. If I remember correctly, you guys had all just finished talking to Dalimar.
That sounds correct.
Yep. Talked to you guys a little bit about the City of Lost Names, saying he was looking for it as well. And he asked you guys to work with him and meet him at Wakenreth. And then he would exchange information with you. And you guys also had to report back to Derrett and the rest of the troops as to what's going on, because they did not come up. So you guys had to go back to where everybody landed. By the time that all happened, if I'm right, it was evening.
Yes.
So then you guys all drift off into sleep. And in the morning, the three of you wake up, and Alaric is sitting on a nice bedroll across from Hal.
Good morning, Dutch. Good morning, Gorin. Good morning, Alaric.
Good morning.
Alaric!
Alaric?
You wake up not in your cot. You are on a kind of a beachhead. It's like a rough landing area. It's a little cove in there. It looks like it was pretty rough for everybody to get in. And you find your three companions, as well as Derrett and roughly 98 other soldiers. He was told he couldn't bring 100. He was told he couldn't bring 200.
Kind of sit up and just look down at my hand. Is it empty?
Mm-hmm. How did you get here?
Just kind of open and close my hand and go, somebody gave me a ring and said to think about you guys, which would help me get here. And I remember going to sleep last night. And I'm here? I'm confused.
Did we receive a ring?
Yes. Yes, Dutch.
Okay, I thought so.
Dutch has the ring, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Yes. Dutch had a ring. That ring is gone.
Did you drop it?
No. No.
Alaric, who gave you the ring?
old man Fizban.
Paul Floppy Hat, scatterbrained.
Very much so.
Went up when you said go down.
He just didn't even know his name.
Yeah.
That checks out.
That's where we got that ring. Well, Dutch's ring he had was from Fizbin, Fizbang, Fiz something.
Nah.
Well, if you guys can't remember it, how can you expect the old man to remember it?
Right.
Yeah. How are things back?
I'd say it took some days and some time, but I think everybody's back on board and believes what we're doing and that we're not the enemy.
That's good.
By we, I guess I mean more so the knights than like us as a we, but they were trying to pin it all on the knights.
Yeah, we were told that the three of us as well were not in good
standing.
Yeah, standings with the city.
I feel confident in saying that when I left, it was smoothed out and well.
Great job. Thank you. All right. So we met with some elves, and we're going to kind of work together, I guess.
I don't know that working together is quite accurate. We're going to be on parallel lines.
Yeah, we're going the same way down the trail, if you catch my meaning.
Sharing information. So we're heading towards some outpost or some abandoned ruins or something that we're looking for.
Yeah, probably our first place we're going to be heading towards would be the Blue Phoenix Shrine. That seemed to have been the closest one to us, or at least the most direct.
Yeah.
From where we were at.
And it's a shrine to somebody, or I guess I'm not familiar with the name.
I'm not either. It goes back to, I would assume, pre-cataclysm.
Yeah, they said something about the Shrine of the Old Gods.
Okay. I guess hopefully we'll find out when we get there. We're confident we know where it is?
Yeah.
Nope.
That was two contradictive statements, but all right.
Relatively.
What was the name of that elf? Dalimar?
Yes, Dalimar.
Yeah, Dalimar pointed it out on one of our maps. It's in this general area here.
It's the Wastes. Was well known pre-cataclysm, but since then, not so much. So we're kind of on an expedition.
I assume you guys are putting us in the right path, so it is what it is.
All right.
You guys are heading towards the shrine first?
Correct.
So you guys know that your job is to scout ahead, because you four can move faster than the rest of the group. The other 99.
Okay. Just not very quietly.
Yeah, was it 99 or 199?
99.
Well, originally, he wanted to bring 200. Somebody told him he could only bring one boat, but then they said don't bring 100. So he brought 98 plus himself is 99.
Okay.
That was Derrit's logic, because then he wasn't breaking his oath of I won't do that. So you guys are headed kind of west of where you're at and very slightly north. So I have to roll a couple of things. They did some things old school in here, which is kind of nice. Perfect. So we need to make a group survival check. So all of you have to roll it. At least half of you have to pass the DC of 12. Otherwise, other things happen.
Right.
I got 12 exactly.
Okay.
22.
Did the ranger roll a 1?
26.
The ranger, yep.
The ranger
roll the 1.
Fantastic. So at least three of you made the DC 12. As you guys are heading through the northern waste, which is a very barren, craggy, mountainous area, You start to see rain forming up in the direction you're heading, and those clouds keep getting darker and darker, and you start seeing lightning jump off them, and you can see that it's pouring down rain up ahead, and you guys are able to avoid the flash flood that comes heading down towards you. You get to some high ground and head north. You guys are traveling along, and nothing else of interest happens on the way there. You guys are heading that way. Make another group survival check.
12.
I rolled a natural 20, so 22 in total.
25.
24.
As you guys are heading, you see carved into part of the gorge, you see this bird carved into one of the walls. Extends up the wall, and you can tell it's the shape of a phoenix. See that the water level here is lower than what you'd originally expected.
From the flood.
From the flood. Yeah. Because it took you a few more, well, probably several hours more after that initial flood. And you notice there seems to be a small camp set up near the shrine's entrance. From a distance, you can see movement. As you can see, humanoids moving from around their campsite, and they pop out, and they seem to be moving around.
Are we close enough to see any sort of flags or banners?
If you want to get that close, I would recommend... I shouldn't say recommend. If you want to get that close, tell me how you're going to approach.
We're going to send Hal.
There we go.
All right.
So, Hal, you've been asked to go forward. How are you going to go up there?
Put my hood up on my...
Mm-hmm.
And I am... Is there rocks that I can sneak from one to the next?
Yep.
Okay. I got a dirty 20 on stealth.
You don't seem to be noticed. You seem to be able to get up there just fine.
Okay. And then I'll take a look around.
All right. Pull a knowledge history check.
Knowledge history. Okay. 5.
No idea what the banner is.
What does it look like?
The banner, actually, it's very odd because it's very thin and long, and it's blue, and it doesn't seem to flow in the wind very well. Whatever the material is, it's pretty heavy.
Okay.
You do happen to catch sight of one of the people in the camp. This person looks very similar to one of the elves you just talked to, only their skin is pale blue, their hair is white, and their fingers have a strange, almost webbing between them. Almost as if they're wearing some sort of gloves that don't allow them to stretch their fingers out very far.
Okay, can I make the assumption that this is probably some kind of sea elf?
Sure, you've heard stories of them.
I will slink back to the party.
Okay, get to the party.
Hey, it appears that there are some sea elves here at the shrine. Don't know what their banner is, but it's blue, long, and it's thin.
And there's less water here than what there should be. Are we even close to the coast?
No.
Okay.
Several miles in.
Okay.
I don't know anything about sea elves. I'm moderately familiar with like the Sylvanesti and the Qualanesti, but that's about it. So,
can I make a history check?
Sure.
6.
You think they're elves and you can see them.
Okay. Right.
Well, let's just go say hello.
Should we report back first to the other group that we're, you know, scouting for?
I mean, I guess we can.
Before we go in there and...
That makes more sense than...
Right. Going off on our own.
Who knows, maybe starting a giant fight? Who knows?
Yeah.
so far you've only seen 6 sea elves.
Okay.
So there's not a lot in this little camp.
Roughly how far were we staying ahead of the other group?
I would say at least an hour.
Two of you guys want to go back to the other one and the other two of us will stay here?
I can do
that. Split the party?
Sounds good. I'll head back if anybody else wants to go with me.
One of us should. Right.
I'll keep watch on our friends here.
Okay. And okay. I can head back. It's fine.
Okay.
That sounds good. Dutch will keep us in check.
Hal and I will keep an eye on him. Gorn and Alaric.
We'll go back. Okay.
Okay.
The speedy, light-footed ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. That's me. And the big, long strides for Gorn.
That's right.
All right. So, Hal and Dutch, you guys watch the sea elves. Are you hunkering down someplace? Or are you just kind of sitting on top of a hill? Like, what is your approach to watching them?
I figured that I would find a place to hunker down between a couple of rocks.
All right. Make a stealth check, then.
Stealth. So that would be a 7.
Okay.
I will also hunker down and find a spot to hide.
All right. Well, you hopefully can roll higher than a 7.
A 25.
All right. So you're hiding just fine. You guys watch as the 6 sea elves, every so often you can see a few of them leave the camp. Looks as though they are more or less scouting the area for signs of danger. But they don't really go too far from their little camp, which, like I said, is right at the entrance to the shrine. So that's what they do. Alaric and Gorin, you guys head back towards Darrett and Tatina and Cudgel and the rest of them. And you find them. It's not hard to find a small army marching across the waste. Find them. Are you going to find Darrett first?
He's supposed to be in charge.
He's in charge of the group that's following.
And are the other elves with us?
No, they were not. The elves that they talked about, they went their own way.
Okay. Yeah, find them.
Darrett sees you to approach. Yes. What do you have to report?
We have found the shrine that we're looking for. There's a small band of aquatic elves or sea elves. We don't know what they're doing there, but it looks like they have a small encampment, and we just want to let you guys know what was going on. We're planning to head back to Hal and Dutch.
Okay. Anything else?
Doesn't seem like there's very many of them, but they're not leaving the area, so I don't know if they're a small contingent of group. That's the whole group. The question was, do we go say hi and see what happens? But yeah, I figured just in case there's more, because this is right by an entrance. I don't know who else is down in there. Or what else, I guess. They had some blue banner, Hal said. It was thin, long. Not very descriptive, not helpful.
It's unfortunate you could not get a better description.
I mean, if we went and said hi, we could, but then whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
That's true. I am not familiar with the hierarchy of the sea elves, so.
Nor am I.
All I know is that we have not had a conflict with them in, well, ever, as far as I know. They seem to just stay in their own area.
Basically, just, I'm not going to go into it, but giving him the basic directions of where we went, which way we went, so he knows where to find it, and then...
I guess we didn't actually talk about it, but I pictured you guys were leaving some sort of marker on the trails so they could follow. You could just easily make arrows out of rocks and just hope they don't get washed away.
In the flood that just happened. Just give him a base general, and then unless there's anything else, we're going to head back, because I don't want those two being out there lonesome. I don't think they're going to do anything, but you never know about if more of the other sea elves, if that's what they are, show up.
Yeah, let's hope for their safety. As you guys are wrapping up that conversation, Gorin, you feel a tap on your shoulder.
Okay. Turn around and look down.
As soon as you turn around, arms wrap themselves around you. I was so worried that you got caught up in the flood.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
A ranger like him? Never.
I suppose you're right there, but I think just to be safe, you should take one of these. And Tatina picks up a backpack and hands it to you.
What's in it?
And it's got the little bellows and pipes coming out of the top. If you talk into this, I can hear you, and then I can talk back. But you can't travel more than half a day away from us.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for holding out on us. Could have been using this instead of walking all the way back here.
I did offer.
Not to me.
All right. Well, thank you, Titania.
You're welcome. She smiles and pokes your nose with her finger and scampers off.
All right.
It's heavy.
It is heavy. Yep.
I mean, this is basically a backpack contraption. It's her Fargab.
That's what it's called. The Fargab. Okay.
When we get far enough away from everybody. Hey, Gorin.
Yep.
You're welcome. I saw you tripping on those rocks back there when that flood came, so. But I got you. Don't worry.
Thanks.
Best wingman is a knight of sword.
That's right.
All right, so you guys make it back to the other two. Are you guys going to try to sneak your way back up, or just walk up to where you think they were?
I would try to find them once we get in the general area. I don't want to be all loud. I'm going to be very loud when I try to look for them.
Okay. So you're going to try to be quiet then?
Yeah.
Right. Roll your stealth checks. Somebody has to roll with disadvantage.
Yeah, that's me. So I rolled a natural 20 and a 16.
Wow.
So yeah, that's good. A 19.
So you're being pretty quiet.
I got a 22.
All right. Gorin's being pretty quiet. You guys go up to roughly where you last saw Hal and Dutch. And you don't see Hal. You see Dutch sitting between... Well, let me rephrase that. You see two rocks. And you see Dutch's head sticking up above him, looking around with like a little leaf or two on top. I mean, you rolled a 7, so you're not doing too good. Because I think, Hal, you still rolled higher than their passive.
Yeah,
perception.
I rolled a 25. My passive is 23.
Yeah, if I'm right, you have the highest, so.
Yeah, even just using his base roll, none of us were close, so.
Yeah.
I guess we'll walk over to Dutch, then. Well. Right. Sneak over, if you will.
Right. So you make it over there.
Which I think Dutch's passive is higher than what we rolled too, so.
Yeah, probably.
So Dutch, what has went on?
A few have come, a few have gone, but they're just kind of hanging around the area. They're not leaving their camp.
All right. How many appear to be there?
6, maybe a couple more than that, but not many.
Okay.
So.
Did you get a chance to look at that banner?
I did not want to try and wander down there without everybody being here.
Very good. What time of day is it?
It's got to be getting towards evening now.
Do we want to try and circumvent them? Do we want to wait till morning? Do we want to stop in and say hi?
Yeah, they're right there at the shrine, as far as we can tell. you know, they're right where the Phoenix is at, so it probably going to have to go down and say hi.
All right.
Hal is going to kind of just kind of materialize out of from behind a rock. Mm-hmm. And he's going to just come up and say, I think we should just go say hi. We can stay inside of a place tonight with a nice warm fire. That'd be great. We won't have that out here with out making friends over there.
Right. Well, by the way, we have the Far Talkies. The Far...
Far Gap.
The Far Gap. What Titania made, so... clunk. Here is a device that, with it, as long as we're within about a day, well, half a day from them, from the army, then we'll be able to communicate.
She gave it to you to communicate with her.
Yeah, make sure you tell her good night. You know, all that kind of stuff. So let's go say hi to some elves.
All right. You guys just walking down there?
Probably the best, unless we want to scare them.
Well, hands up and...
Dutch, you're pretty personable. Why don't you go say hi to them?
Emblem to carry Joel without. Weapons put away, shield on my back. Walk forward to approach.
I'd like to stealth up and get a good vantage to cover him, if I may.
Okay. Go ahead.
27.
All right. You're doing pretty good at being quiet. As you guys get closer, you can see the shrine there. It's an ancient algae-covered double door made of white granite. Stands there etched into the side of the mountain. On it, you can see an eroded image of the majestic bird with its outstretched wings. You guys can go ahead and make a DC 12 religion check. And Goran, you get advantage on this roll.
I failed.
Fair enough.
I rolled a 3.
You don't have a clue what the Blue Phoenix is.
13. So I barely know. Just
22.
Got a 5.
This is an ancient symbol of the god Habuku, god of seas and animal life. And as you get up there, the DC elves do spot the three of you. They grab these short, about 4 foot, looks like it's made out of some type of bone, little spears that have this thin rope attached to them. And they've got it in their hands. And they look at each other. One of them steps forward. Stop. Do not bring ill intentions to our sacred shrine.
I don't believe we are coming like we're attacking. There's a reason we're just walking up here in plain sight.